In Their Own Words, a collection of Mormon quotations compiled by Mormonism Research Ministries' Bill McKeever, is a valuable resource when wanting to know what Mormon leaders have said on a given topic. Pick up your copy at the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore or mrm.org. Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Hoping you're having a very pleasant Friday. Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and with me today is Mike Menning. Mike has been with us all week. He's with Great Commission Utah, ministers among those that are involved in polygamy, something that a lot of people don't realize still goes on in the state of Utah, not only Utah, but in the surrounding states as well. And we've been discussing some of those movements here this past week. Yesterday, Mike, we were talking about your involvement among the fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints that was headed by a guy by the name of Rulon Jeffs, and then he passed away, and then his son Warren Jeffs took over. And when Warren Jeffs took over, he also took over a lot of the widows of Rulon Jeffs. So he had a number of plural wives. His arrest outside of Las Vegas, I remember when they were looking for him, that was big news up here in Utah. There were rumors of him being cited at the local Cabela's in Lehi, and eventually he was arrested outside of the city of Las Vegas. He's now serving time. He's in prison. Do you look at Warren Jeffs? Is he still kind of running the show from prison, kind of like a mob boss? Or
Warren Jeffs did run the show from prison for a long time. However, and from very reliable source, in fact, it's an FBI informant that's he's been an informant for over 12 years. I had coffee with him the other day, and he told me that Warren Jeffs is mentally totally spent. He has very little knowledge even of what's going on anymore. His mind is totally gone. And so the FLDS organization itself is split into about four different groups at this point. The people that we work with are those that are called apostates, because the FLDS themselves are taught never to talk to anyone from the outside, especially a Gentile. Warren Jeffs was a brutal, horrible, words can't describe how he treated people. We have gotten to know several of his wives, his former wives, and Warren Jeffs reminded me a lot of what I have read about slave trade, of how the at auctions, how they bought slaves and how they would examine them. And Warren would do that to the prospective wives. I won't go into details, but it was horrible. And then they went into a lot of mind control stuff. A psychologist was there with me, and he said it's a combination of brainwashing and hypnotism. Some of those wives, there are periods of time that are totally wiped from their brain. They were drugged so bad. He actually had sexual relationships with maybe about half of those wives. The others were just used as slaves around there. But when his father was in his 90s, late 80s and 90s, very, very feeble, Warren was gathering up the most beautiful women in the community and young girls and would marry them to his father. At one point, his father even said, "This is enough of it. I can't do this." The father was very old and feeble. Well, when Rulon, the father, died, Warren, the next Sunday, announced that his father's wives were off limits for others. I don't know how many he took, but he took a lot of his father's wives for his own.
Now, you have kind of shifted gears in recent years, and you're focusing more on the Apostolic United Brethren, the All Red Group.
Yes.
We mentioned Bluffdale being in the part of the Salt Lake Valley. Why don't you tell us about that? Okay. Why the shift?
The Lord really has put in my heart that there's now that there's two good ministries going down in Colorado City, There's Grace Raines, Brody and Liz Olson run that, and Gareth and his wife Kristen Evans. And then there's the Dream Center. Dream Center doing a great job. I don't do as much with them as what I did with the other group. I help the Dream Center in ways to help them negotiate through the rapids of how to obtain that property, because that property was owned by the trust. And so I've helped them in a number of areas that way. Those ministries are running well now. You know, they all have their challenges, but they're running well. And so I have been praying for 2 to 3 years that God would bring someone maybe like me that would look into how do we lead the people from the Apostolic United Brethren? How do we begin leading them to Christ? How do we get ministry going? And God has put on my heart that I need to back off from my involvement with the former FLDS people in Colorado City. And I need to start to concentrate more on gathering Christians who are going to minister into the AUB. And right now there are at least 2 ministries, and there's maybe another 2 or 3 individuals that do have strong connections who are Christians into the AUB. And the way we're starting that, again, we're plowing new ground, covering new territory. How do you reach these people? They're a lot of ways are totally different from the FLDS. They're not as controlling over their people and so forth. However, there's a situation. Their prophet, Lynn Thompson, now has been accused publicly, and apparently it's proven that he himself has had improper relationships with a lot of young girls over the past years. He's in his late 70s. And there's even question about how he's living today. There's also accusation that he has taken a lot of money from the organization. So there's unrest within the organization. There's a young pastor there. He goes in with his van, and he every Tuesday night, I think it is, he picks up children right in the AUB and takes them to a Bible club. And these particular parents are promoting that. They're active members within the AUB. So he's ministering already to a lot of the children and young people, and God has just opened that door. Matthew and Chandra Anderson are church planters in Spanish Fork, and there are 2 women who are both part of marriages, of plural marriages, who are now coming to worship with them, and they are showing signs that they are really being affected by the Holy Spirit. So what we do is once a month, right now, we're getting together groups, prayer groups, that we get together, we pray, we ask for God's wisdom, we ask for God's direction, how do we get into this group? And then we ask God to send the Holy Spirit ahead of us so that we can really get in and start ministry there.
So how can people pray for what you're doing down there? How can they pray?
I think people would pray that God would send the Spirit into the hearts of the people in the polygamy culture, so their hearts will begin to open. So our ministry people, whether it's the Olsons or the Evans or the Joneses running the Dream Center, that they can start to minister to them and pray that we could be used as harvesters, as Matthew 9:38 said. That's a command by Jesus. And he said, pray to the Lord of the harvest to send forth reapers. He said, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. And so pray that God would bring more workers and that we could lead these people to Christ and that God would just supernaturally open doors for us to get into the new groups as well. So let's pray for the salvation of the people and pray that God would send more people to join us.
If somebody's listening to this show or has been listening to this series throughout this week, what are you looking for in an individual? What would a person be asking themselves if perhaps they feel that maybe God is moving them mm-hmm. in this type of a direction that God moved on you to move into? Yeah. What would you be looking for?
What I would be looking for is somebody that has a walk with the Lord and is part of a good church that can come with a recommendation maybe from the pastor or somebody else. They do not have to be seminary trained. But if God is touching their hearts to go into ministry, to lead people to Christ, to mentor people, just to mentor people and show the love of Jesus, if God is showing them that he wants to use them, like he called me into the ministry. He did the same thing. I mean, I was in the legislature at the time. Quite honestly, it would be great if you had some Bible college or something like that, but you don't need it. Mm-hmm. We can hook you up with other pastors and other ministry leaders. Respond to God's call and give me a call. Give me a call. My number, I'll put my phone number out there. My cell number is 801-915-3201. 915-3201. My email is very simple. Mike Menning. That's M-E-N-N-I-N-G. And send me an email, and I'll be happy to talk with you about that.
That's mikemenning@gmail.com. Now, based on what you've said, I wouldn't think that an in-depth knowledge of Mormonism would even be necessary for something like this, because you're probably not going to be dealing with a lot of the traditional understanding of Mormonism anyway with these groups. But it would probably help to have a little bit of understanding of where they're coming from. But certainly having a knowledge of what salvation is all about a New Testament understanding would certainly be helpful. And obviously a desire to see souls saved.
Yeah. Also, Bill, I think one of the greatest books that people could read, if it's really on their heart, is Lynn Wilder's book, Unveiling Grace. That's a great book to understand more of Mormonism, of the base, because that's the base we are dealing with polygamists as well.
Exactly. And as we've said before, this is really Joseph Smith's legacy that continues on in this state. And it's amazing that on the first show you had mentioned how you didn't even realize these people still existed.
That's right.
And I think that shocks a lot of people. I'm sure there's probably a lot of people listening to this show that are living outside of the state of Utah that are amazed that there are so many people involved in plural marriage in the 21st century. You would have thought, oh, by now, there couldn't possibly be that many. But no, folks, there really is. There's quite a few people that belong to these groups. We don't know exactly how many because many of them are so secretive. They're not going to brag about these numbers except maybe to themselves. Mm-hmm. But certainly this is a problem here in the state of Utah. This is a problem that needs to be dealt with. Any final words, Mike?
Well, it's a problem that has to be dealt with. It's also a tremendous opportunity for people that want to lead others to Christ. God is calling us to share the good news of the Jesus of the Bible. And so, Bill, I just want to say thank you for having me on the program these 5 days. I appreciate your work so much as well.
Well, thank you. And I certainly do appreciate what you guys are doing. We've been talking with Mike Menning. He's with Great Commission Utah. And let me give his email once again. It's mikemenning@gmail.com. If you have any questions about his involvement among the polygamist groups, and by all means, I would encourage you to get a hold of him. So, Mike, thanks for being on. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Did you know that this year marks the 40th anniversary of Mormonism Research Ministry? All of us at MRM want to thank those of you who have faithfully supported our efforts to educate the body of Christ about the differences between Mormonism and Christianity, as well as sharing God's grace with the Mormon people. If you would like to give a special anniversary gift to further our efforts here at MRM, simply click the donate button on our homepage at mrm.org. Your support, as always, is greatly appreciated.